At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Hey guys, and welcome to season 2 of the Come As You Are podcast, where family and friends testify of the goodness of God in their lives. I'm your host, Gracie, and I'm just so overjoyed and thankful that the Lord has just given me this opportunity, and I just cannot wait to see what He does this season. I hope that whenever you listen to the episodes from this season, that you get a glimpse into the raw, real, and vulnerable side of life. And I genuinely just want it to feel like you are just chit-chatting with one of your friends. So with that being said, come as you are, take a seat, and listen to what God has done in the lives of others, because He is willing and able to do the same for you.
Hello. Hey, I appreciate y'all being able to make it this morning. And we just wanted to just... You know what? You'll be able to see my face. You'll be able to hear my voice too. But I just had something that I wanted to share with you guys and gals today. And I was invited. I'm always privileged and honored to meet with my friend Gracie Denton. I tell you, she's a blast. Her mom is too.
Thank you. Her mom is too.
So I got invited and I said, you know what? I'm going to take the opportunity, of course, to do it, because there's nothing better than I would rather do than just encourage someone through the Word of God. Anything other than that, it's temporary. And as you and I were discussing earlier, that, you know, when we are talking to someone and trying to just encourage them, you know, our words really, even though we're trying to use positive words and things that we think might help someone, it's temporary. Our words change nothing, but His words change everything.
That'll preach.
You know, because the Word of God, and this is something that blew me away. I thought everything in the Word of God blows me away, but was the fact that if you look at Hebrews 13:8, the Word says that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, He is also His written and spoken Word. So if He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, so is His Word. And that means it's just as powerful today as the day it was written.
Hey, you better come on.
I'm telling you, I'm preaching to myself happy over here. And my name's not happy. No, I'm just fine. So anyway, I just simply wanted to come today just to encourage but to challenge. I have, even with, you know this, Gracie, that I have, vidcast, I guess they're called that, video podcast or whatever, as the Holy Spirit instructs, and they're just based on certain topics and snippets, and I always say this, I've got to the point where the Holy Spirit has really had me challenge as much as encourage, because really I believe they go hand in hand.
Yeah.
And when someone says, oh Lord, and even I have said this, when the Holy Spirit said, look, I want you to challenge them, I'm like, oh, look, that's how we grow.
Hey, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's how we grow. And it, by encouraging, saying this is for us because it's in the Word of God, but we're challenged, which means, okay, what are we going to do with it? Are we just going to hold it in and protect it and keep it? And what good is that doing anybody but ourselves? And really, it doesn't do us any good if we're not portraying that, we're not mm-hmm. putting it into action. Because, yeah. You know, faith is not just... It's not just a... Faith is an action word. Faith is a verb. Faith is something we do. It's not just something that is.
No.
So, you know, because there was one thing that blew me away. Well, there's a lot of things that blows me away. I said this before. But one thing that really, really, in my walk, about 6 years ago, I really got a revelation of the Holy Spirit. And that was the fact that, you know, God doesn't just love.
Right.
God isn't just love. He loves. Mm-hmm. He does what He says He is.
Yep.
I mean, what? He does what He is. And I thought, what? So if that's the case, then we should too.
Hey, that's good.
And with that in mind, and this is kind of off topic, but it kind of goes along with it. And what I want to talk about today is the difference between joy and happiness. And there is a difference.
Yeah.
And I didn't really think about the difference on it until the Holy Spirit started just downloading some stuff in my spirit. And I have actually done a snippet on a video that I had done last year, I believe it was sometime, that as prompted by the Holy Spirit to give the difference on what it is. And as I'm sharing this, I'm always learning it. I mean, I'll go back and watch these and I'm like, man, 100% of the time I needed that.
Yeah.
Because that's how he knows I'll learn. I mean, I know I'm stubborn in some ways, but
me too.
With that in mind, I try to stay teachable. We have to. Mm-hmm. We're never going to arrive. I don't care. I have served the Lord faithfully for 11 years. And it seems like a day. Honestly, it seems like it was yesterday. But here's the kicker. We have to keep it fresh. It's not like, because it's easy for us to go, okay, we're just doing it. And if we're doing it in our own strength, it will become calloused.
Yep.
But if we're doing it in His strength as prompted, to allow Him to be His strength in and through us, it's always going to stay fresh.
Yeah.
Because there's always something new that I learn in it, no matter how many times He's had me teach it. That is where, because as long as our feet are, and you've heard me say this, our feet are on this side of heaven,
yeah,
on earth, we're going to learn something. We're going to be works in progress. I even came up with how teachers and doctors have this, they have to go to their continual education every year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we as believers have to do that too. And I came up with an acronym. It was CSE, Continual Spiritual Education. We have to, and that's a daily basis. That's not a weekly, a monthly. That is we can't go based on yesterday's praises.
Yeah.
We can't go based on yesterday's word. It's based on what is today.
Yep.
And if you say, well, Sean, I hear you, but really should, well, listen, one scripture would do this, put this baby to bed. Lamentations 3:22-24. That word says that His mercies are fresh every morning. And if that's the case, He says, we got a redo every day.
Mm-hmm.
Every day we get a redo. And if that was the case, that means that we don't go based on what was yesterday. We started over fresh today. That means everything else starts fresh today too.
Mm-hmm.
So I got excited when I found that out.
Hey.
Awesome.
Yeah.
But what I wanted, Gracie, this was kind of introduction. So what I wanted to do is just, as I'd mentioned, is really just convey the difference between joy and happiness the way the Holy Spirit helped me with. He teaches me in a way, as my wife would say, I'm kind of special, the way that I would understand it. You know, so and the truth of the matter is, I do probably, and I joke and cut up a lot, but I'm serious when it comes to the Word of God and when my relationship and prayer with Him, His relationship with Him. I'm serious about that. And one thing that I was learning is that there's at times where I just hone in, it's almost like I put tunnel vision on when I'm learning the Word of God and when I'm learning what He's trying to teach me, because I'll be what I call minding my own business, and He'll just insert something in my spirit, and I'm like, yeah, it's, I have to pull over, jot it down, or at that moment, sometimes He has me literally do a live at that moment.
Yeah.
And it's, I mean, I'll record it, but it's not for that day. And sometimes it is for that day, but for another day.
Yeah.
It's really about being sensitive to what He's saying. And before I get into this, about what the difference between joy and happiness is I wanted to touch real fast on, and I think I touched on this last time, and I don't think I did, but the difference between hearing and listening. And really, this goes along with this, because I'm going to give the example the way He gave it to me. I can go into a store and I hear music playing. I hear the music playing. I mean, I hear it. But I have to listen with the intent to hear what's being said. And how many times as believers, we know He's talking, but we're not listening with the intent to hear what He's saying.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we have to stay sensitive to what He's saying. We know He's talking, but now it's time to start listening to what He's saying, because especially in the times that we're in today, I there's revival going on all over the world. Now, it may not be publicized, but it's happening.
It is.
I mean, we see spigots here and there of people, thousands of people being water baptized in the ocean.
Yeah, and even at Cross Point.
Yes.
Like, recently.
You bet.
It's been just an outpour.
Yes, yes. People are hungry. And here's the kicker. They may not know what they are hungry for, but when they see someone that's joyful, which I'm going to touch on, they may say, there's something different about him. There's something different about her. What is it?
Mm-hmm.
And I've had individuals walk up to me. I'll say, let me tell you about a man.
There you go.
The only man that walked this planet pure, perfect. Let me tell you about a man. And I thought there was no way that I would literally be living my life for the Lord, because I was pretty wild. Heck on wheels, whatever you want to call it. I was pretty wild. And if I didn't see it, I didn't believe it type. And now, because I have been in the Word of God, spending time in prayer, spending time in the Word of God, which the Word tells us to do it.
Yeah.
2 Timothy 2:15 says to study the Word of God to show yourself approved. And it's not just for us to show ourselves approved to our Heavenly Father. Yeah. It's for us to know where to find what when we need it. If we have it, in Proverbs 7:3 says, write the word of God on the tablet of your heart.
Yep.
He didn't say put it in your mind. He said put it in your heart. This is the battlefield. The mind's the battlefield.
Yeah.
This needs to line up with what's in here. Don't let this line up with what's in here. It's going to fool us.
And there you go.
I mean, so he says, put it in your heart. Mm-hmm. And so, because even though technology has where we have it on our phone, maybe you don't have your phone with you. Maybe you don't have a little physical Bible with you. You got to know where to pull it when you need it. And that's speaking the Word of God.
Yeah.
You know, so I wanted to go into this, what it was, joy and happiness. That was just the intro. It kind of goes along with it. All the work. And I want to stop right here and say this. Even with what I've mentioned versus what I'm about to mention, the Word of God, the Scriptures connect.
Oh,
they always connect. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to use a couple here that I'm going to touch on here to prove that point. Not just based on what I say. And I always say this. Look, if I give a Scripture, which I always give Scripture references and reference to what I'm talking about, because that's what's going to be life-changing. Not my words.
Yeah.
His words.
Mm-hmm.
With that in mind, the Word of God is not going to return to him void. As I'm speaking the Word of God, the Word says in Isaiah 55:11 that his Word does exactly what it set out to do.
Mm-hmm.
With faith backing it. It's not, it can be words on a page, the way, however, if you flippantly just are talking about it, but when you are speaking it with a faith backing it, it has no other choice but to do what it said it was going to do.
Hey, come on.
That's it. And so with that in mind, it's we get where we fall short is saying, it's not happened yet.
Yep.
Well, come on now. And we talked about this a while ago.
Yeah, sure did.
God doesn't work. Our Heavenly Father doesn't work in beginning and ends. He doesn't work in time. Well, we do. We have a beginning and an end. We live our lives based on time.
Yeah.
And God's like, I don't.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're thinking, why hasn't this manifest? What you promised me this because it's in your word. It's 2 Corinthians 1:20. It is words. And he says he's faithful even when we aren't. In the 1 Corinthians 1:9, he says, my promises are yes and amen, which means he'll do it. He'll never renege on a promise. What he doesn't say is when he'll do it.
Hey, yep.
But he did say he would. Yep. And where we're like, man, this hasn't happened yet. And, you know, 2 days passed. You know, it's like, wait, give me some time to work here.
Well, that's what, like, even I was talking to Brooke about that. And she was like, she was just talking about how, like, it's in our nature to just want it then and now.
Yes, yes.
But, like, patience is a fruit of the Spirit.
Yes.
And in order to, you know, grow that fruit, we have to walk through stuff that's
going
to require us to be patient.
You're right. That exact fruit. Joy is a fruit.
Yep.
You bet.
Yep.
And so happiness isn't.
Hey.
But joy is.
Yeah.
But But when they work hand in hand, it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Because happiness is simply the verbiage, the verb of joy being carried out.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
But it's temporary.
Yeah.
But we don't base it on happiness. But how many times do we confuse joy? Do we confuse happiness with joy?
Yeah.
Now, if it was the other way around where we're confusing joy with happiness, so be it. Because joy is something that we choose to walk in,
yeah,
which is a fruit of the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
We choose to walk in it. It doesn't happen by osmosis or accidental. We have to choose to walk in that.
Yeah.
You remember I told you when someone said, if I'm, you know, hurting pretty bad one day or whatever, and I'm like, someone says, well, how are you doing? I'm like, well, I'm alive and smiling. That's a faith statement. That's not, I'm not lying. I am smiling. Most of the time, most people know I'm smiling.
Yeah.
Or alive and kicking. I am kicking. I'm not dead. I'm alive and kicking. I'm walking. That's a true statement. It's a faith truth statement.
Hey, there you go.
So I'm also saying, look, I'm not going backward. I'm going to be moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
And did you hear me this? I said, when I deal with pain, I didn't say it was my pain.
Mm-hmm.
Now deal with it. Yeah, but it's not mine.
Mm-mm.
It's his. He took it. He took it on the cross. Anything and yeah. everything that we'd have need yeah. of was done on the cross.
There you go.
The blood took care of everything we would ever need, that we ever needed or ever will need.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's profound thinking mm-hmm. about that. So let's fast forward here real fast to joy and happiness. I've got a couple of scripture references here. But if you look up joy scriptures, there's a ton of them.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look up happiness scriptures, you can't really find the word happy in any of the scriptures.
Yeah.
But here's what it will do. It will give you the same scriptures that joy brought up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, isn't that coincidental? No, everything connects.
Yeah, it does.
So joy is a fruit of the Spirit. He's saying the joy of the Lord is our strength. Now, I'm gonna blow y'all's mind here real quick. This is where I'm talking about scriptures connecting.
Yeah.
Which is Nehemiah 8:10. The joy of the Lord is my strength. So I'm saying, okay, what is it's my strength? The joy of the Lord's my strength. Now, how do I get that? Psalm 16:11 says, in his presence is fullness of joy. So wait a minute, Sean. What's my strength again? The joy of the Lord. How do I get that? By spending time with him. Why? Because he just said, in his presence is fullness of joy.
Yeah.
So that joy that I'm spending time with, I'm getting fullness of joy, complete, which means I'm getting strengthened because it's that same joy by spending time with him that strengthens me.
Mm-hmm.
So when someone says, well, I don't have time to spend time with him today. You don't have time not to spend time with him today. He's your strength. The joy that you get from spending time with him is your strength.
Yeah.
That blew me away.
Mm-hmm.
And those scriptures aren't even anywhere near each other.
Yeah.
So the joy of the Lord is my strength. And how do I get it? I'm reiterating this. By spending time with him. But in his presence is fullness. He didn't say half. He said fullness. What he's saying was, in English terms, he said this. He said, Sean, or he said, son. He said, when you're in my presence, you're complete.
Mm-hmm.
Complete. He completes it all. So that's when I talked to you all ago about saying, look, there's no way that if someone that is able-bodied with no ailments still need his strength to carry out what they're called to do. Mm-hmm. Because we will grow weary in our own strength.
Mm-hmm.
Even if we're the most physique built person, we need his strength to carry out the marching orders that he's given us.
Yeah.
Only. That's the only way we're going to make.
Absolutely.
Now, here's the kicker. We sometimes don't understand that.
There you go.
And he said, look, son, I didn't call you to understand it. I called you to obey.
Mm-hmm.
I went,
oh. You got me there.
Oh, that hurt. You're right. He's always right.
Yeah.
So he's like, I didn't call you to understand it. He said, nowhere in the word does it say, understand this first and then do it. Because if that was the case, there would be no faith involved. And the word says plainly, in Hebrews 11:6, that it's impossible to please him without faith.
Mm-hmm.
Even if he wanted to do it any other way, he cannot go against himself, yeah, which is his word.
Absolutely. And like the Lord gave me a word not too long ago.
Yeah.
Talking about like that same thing.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
he told me that if you take a step with your right foot, you don't have to worry where,
yes,
your left foot's going.
Yes.
Guide the left foot.
Yes.
And like, I don't know, that just changed my whole perspective of like,
yep,
stepping out in faith.
Yes.
And not really having to see the end goal.
Yes.
Because,
yes,
the Lord knows the...
That's right. That's right.
He knows.
He knows. He's at the end waiting for us to catch up.
There you go.
And it's faith is the only way we're going to catch up.
Yeah.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
So he's, and that, yeah, it's, he painted a picture because I remember writing, I started a blog a number of years ago, and I said, and it was titled, Where Are You? And what it was twofold. It was me asking him where he was, but he was asking me where I was.
Mm-hmm.
And if he's asking me where I am, I'm the one that's always wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, what he said was, son, you're zealous. I love you, but I need you to come back here. Mm-hmm. You ran ahead of me.
Yeah.
He said, I need you to walk with me, not ahead of me.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a hard lesson because, yeah, you get zealous and you want to do, and but again, it goes back to, we're not doing this on our own strength.
Yeah.
It's his strength in and through us is the only way we're going to make it.
Absolutely.
So a couple scripture references here that says, Romans 12:12 says, rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer. So even in the waiting, as I mentioned, there's healing in the waiting. We don't. What are we doing when we're waiting? We continue to wait, and we do what we've already been doing.
Mm-hmm.
We don't just wait in no man's land doing nothing.
Yeah.
We just we're about our Father's business.
Yep.
Is what we are, and I mentioned already Psalm 16:11 and Nehemiah 8:10. Now, Philippians 4:4 says, "Rejoice in the Lord always." And again, I say, "Rejoice." Now, I found something when I was studying this. Rejoice is a word that is interchanged with joy.
Mm-hmm.
That blew me away.
Yeah.
So rejoice really is the verb of joy.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we show joy. Mm-hmm. Is by in the words, and it says right here, bear with me, I got it down here. When I looked up joy, it had, to experience, the verb, to experience great pleasure or delight, rejoice,
mm-hmm,
is joy. How about, rejoice is joy acting out.
Mm-hmm.
So it says here, rejoice in hope. That means the hope that you have been given in me.
Yeah.
So he says, be patient in tribulation. So even in the waiting, yeah, all hell might be thrown at us, kitchen sink and all. What's he say? He says, still be constant in prayer. He says, and if we latch on to him, which I started out by saying, Hebrews 13:8, he doesn't change. If we grab a hold of him, he will not change.
Yeah.
But he will change us.
Hey, that's good.
And he'll change our circumstances.
Yeah.
But grab a hold of him because he won't move.
Mm-hmm.
But he will move us. And he will move our circumstances. So I'm not going to grab a hold of something temporary. I'm going to grab a hold of someone I know will not move.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best thing we can do.
That's
so
good.
And then Psalm 118:24, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice. We will joy.
Mm-hmm.
We will joy and be glad in it. Be glad is joy.
Mm-hmm.
So and then Psalm 51:12, restore to me the joy of your salvation.
Yep.
Salvation brings joy.
Yeah.
True salvation.
Mm-hmm.
And uphold me by your generous spirit. I just got excited about that. So
I'm over here, like literally could like jump and shout and everything.
so it's, and this is the definition of joy. The emotion invoked by well-being, success, or good fortune, or the prospect of possessing what one desires. The expression of such emotion, The state of happiness. Wow. Happiness. There it is.
Mm-hmm.
They work together.
Mm-hmm.
Joy. See, it's the state of happiness. The verbiage.
That's good.
Joy is something we choose to do it. Happiness is what we literally evidently see
mm-hmm.
because we have joy.
Hey, come on with
that. That's it.
Yeah.
But but someone says, well, you can try to have, you can think you have happiness.
Yeah.
And have no joy.
There you go.
And you can.
Yeah.
But it's going to leave you high and dry.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's nothing sustainable to that happiness. And I said this to you before we got on air here. Happiness is like going and buying a car.
Mm-hmm.
God's blessed us so that we're going to buy a car. And he's not against that. He's great with that.
Yeah.
But don't let that be your joy. Don't let your joy be, your joy's not going to be put in items. Your joy only can come from God Almighty.
Right, right.
That's it. Inside out is joy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, buying a car, buying a house, that's, I'm happy I was able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not where my substance stays in.
There you go.
Because that's temporal.
Yeah.
So that, what does that mean? Outside in.
Mm-hmm.
That's temporal from the outside in. Joy's from the inside out. Nothing except me. I have that choice. I can choose not to walk in it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm choosing to walk in it. It's only something that can be provided by our Heavenly Father.
Hey, you're right with that. Yeah.
And the world can bring happiness. The world can bring happiness
mm-hmm.
from the outside in. But if you don't have that joy working parallel with that happiness, then it's going to fall flat eventually.
Yeah, I was about to say, yeah. Because happiness is temporal.
It's temporal. That's it. That's it. That's it.
That's good.
And I found really one good scripture that had happy in it, the word happy in
mm-hmm.
it. It has to do, it says, happy are your men and happy are these your servants who stand continually before you and hear your wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Now, 2 Corinthians 9:7. Now, it wasn't the word itself I was looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, joy is something that you can't manufacture. You can manufacture happiness.
Yeah.
But you can't manufacture joy. Joy is a choice. See, someone says, are you happy? Well, you can't really. You can be happy, but if that's all you are, it's going to fall flat.
Yeah, if your happiness is not derived from joy.
You bet.
It's going to.
You bet. They work. They got to work hand yeah. in hand.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's the way God intended it to be.
Absolutely.
So when someone says, what's the difference? I'm like, well, there's a quick difference. There's less in happiness and there's everything is in joy.
Mm-hmm.
And so joy's first, if you really want to put it in English terms, as I call it, let's round the mountain here.
There you go.
The conclusion is joy. It starts with joy.
Mm-hmm.
And then you let happiness attach itself to it.
There you go. I feel like happiness, because like this is my first time ever really like connecting these dots.
Okay.
Like happiness is just like the evidence of the joy that you have with the Lord.
Yes.
And because you have the joy of the Lord.
Yes.
And the Lord is never changing.
Yep.
You're always going to have that. The evidence of joy through happiness.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You said it best right there. That's right. That's right.
That's good.
That's right.
That's good stuff.
That is
ain't the Holy stuff. Spirit good?
That's right. He is. He's the best teacher.
Hey.
There's no other teacher better. He's the best. So that's really, I hope that helped. I you know, and if you look at, I've got one more scripture I want to read.
Go
that
ahead.
That says, 1 Peter 1:8 says, whom having not seen you love, it's God. Though now you do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory. So I can't see God with my natural eye, but it's by my spirit that I sense, that I know he's there. Joy is the same way. You can't see joy. Well, you can see joy emulated in happiness, yep, as you mentioned, yep, but that way is the only way it works. You can't see joy if happiness is trying to take its place.
Hey.
It falls flat. So really, they have to work hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have, you can have, I don't see how you can have one and not the other. Now,
yeah,
you can have, okay, I don't see how you can have joy and not have happiness, because they go hand in hand. The evidence of you seeing the joy. But yeah, you can have happiness and not joy and be miserable.
Oh, absolutely. And I feel like that's how the world works.
Yes, yes.
It's because you see, like, so many people.
Yeah.
And I mean, I say this from experience, because yep, I've been there, yep, where like I try and find happiness, yep, in the things of the world, and yep, I try and find, and whenever I'm trying to find the happiness, I'm really in search of the joy of the Lord.
Yes, yes.
That produces eternal happiness.
Yes, that's right.
But you see so many people that search for happiness and they find it temporarily, yep, like you said, yep, in the things of this world. But what happens whenever those things go away?
Yep, yep.
The happiness just falls flat. That's or right, they grow so used to the thing, yeah, that once brought them happiness, yes, so they have to go find another, yes, thing.
Yeah, keep going, going, and going.
Yep, it's, and then it's just a cycle.
Yes.
Whereas, like, the joy of the Lord is forever.
Yes, yes.
That's so good.
And he's your strength. It doesn't say the happiness of the Lord is your strength.
Hey, bring it now.
The joy of the Lord is your strength.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what only he can give. See, and I've said this before, how... Don't let someone steal something that they didn't give.
There you go.
Don't let the world steal the joy that they didn't have anything to do with anyway.
Come on now.
How many times do we do that?
Yeah.
Because we just say, so we have to protect that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that's on an all the time basis.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because there's always something trying to steal your joy.
That'll preach.
Always.
Yeah.
That's it.
The devil's out to steal, kill, and destroy.
That's right. Because did you know, nowhere does it say, I'm trying to steal your happiness.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because the happiness is not something given. Happiness is something that you do,
yeah,
that you create.
Mm-hmm.
Joy is nothing we created, except we just choose to walk in it.
There you go.
You know.
That's good.
Yeah. So, did you have any questions for me? Did that help? That
was good.
Okay.
That was really good and definitely something I needed. And also, it's like crazy because I looked down like mid. So, I was doing like my Bible study thing that I do. Yeah. I do a Bible recap.
Yeah.
And so, I'm trying to read through the Bible in a year.
Yeah.
And I was on, I feel like I was in a psalm, okay, that was talking, okay, about joy.
Yeah.
And I mean, I talked to you about how, mm-hmm, I'd been struggling, yeah, really heavily with like waiting,
yeah,
and like,
yes,
trying,
yeah,
to get my,
yeah,
way,
yes,
and all these things, and like being in control.
Yeah.
And whenever you were talking about joy, I looked down to, I was looking at my computer to, yeah, make sure that everything was still, yeah, good. And I looked down and I saw that I had a note from the Bible study that I had, because the way that it works is she has like a book, but then she also does videos. So,
okay,
I, like,
yeah,
I'll listen to the videos of, like, the recap, and then she'll, like, talk in it. But she said, joy isn't found in getting our way. It's found in yielding to his way.
Yes.
So I just thought it was cool that, like, yeah, you were talking about joy.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
And then I looked down, and I saw that, and I was like, wait a minute. Like, this is what it's all about.
That's it. Yes. Yes.
That's what, absolutely, it's all about.
That's it. And you know what? And without joy, we're left high and dry.
There you go.
That's it.
Yeah.
And it's empty.
Mm-hmm.
That's empty. Because the world cannot manufacture that something only God can provide.
That's good.
They can't do it. They can try.
That's really good.
And they do try, mm-hmm, with buying things, getting things, material items.
Yeah.
But you'll find somebody. I've had money and I have no money. I have no money. Mm-hmm. But I tell you, I'm most excited about life when I gave my life to him, regardless. Yeah. And really, money's green paper. It's a necessity, but it's green paper.
Yeah.
You can't. That is replaceable. His joy isn't.
There you go.
It has to be a purposeful. It has to be something that we purposely walk in and choose and protect, because everything's trying to steal it. Yeah. Everything. Depression, anxiety, the world. Everything is going to try to tempt us down. And here's what we do. And this is the reason I mentioned a while ago about being sensitive to the Holy Spirit's voice.
Yeah.
About hearing and listening. Because when they do try to, when it does, and this, I'm connecting the dots here. When when the world does try to steal it, we recognize it. Because how many times do we not? The enemy doesn't want you to recognize it. The enemy doesn't want you to grow knowledge in what we know about the Word of God and how what our Heavenly Father has said about us and what our benefit is in walking in the Word of God as His child. Yeah. Unless we know it, we don't know it.
Yeah.
So that's why it's important to get in it, to study the Word, to know the Word, yeah. to use the Word, not yeah. just to sit on it, to use it, to speak it, because that's the only thing that's going to change. He said to me, he said one day, he said, "Son, my Word works. Mm-hmm. It's waiting to be spoken in faith to be released." We can read the Bible like any other book, but if we read it with faith backing it and serious, it can't help but do exactly what it set out to do.
There you go. That's good stuff.
So,
real good stuff.
Well, that's all I have for today.
Okay.
I hope that really helped. So
it did. And I'm very thankful that you sort of pushed me by the prompting of the Holy Spirit to get this stuff, get this stuff back going. Cause I don't know. I forgot how much I really enjoy getting to do this.
That's right. Well, see, sometimes what happens is, and this is relating to what you're talking about, because I've been through there,
mm-hmm.
is when he has called us to do something, and we, the enemy, all the enemy does is try to distract us with things. Okay?
That'll preach.
And when he does that, what it has, the more that we're distracted by that, and the further we get away from it, the smaller that calling becomes in our eyes.
Yeah.
So what happens? We have to, I call it, stop the machine rolling. We got to stop the ball rolling.
Yeah.
Stop, reflect, and get before him and really remember what it is that he's called us to do.
There you go.
Because it comes back to the forefront, full throttle. And he brings it back as if you're looking at a 70-inch screen in front of your face.
Yeah.
Because the more that he can fill our minds with distractions, the smaller that calling becomes in an eyesight.
Mm-hmm.
So it's quite important.
Absolutely.
It's whatever we focus on is, if we focus on the problem becomes bigger.
Hey, there you go. Because that's literally, like, that literally is exactly where I was. I was struggling really bad with, like you said, like, the distractions of college, friends. Just everything else was taking my priority to the point where, like, the podcast was just in the back of my mind.
Well, because it becomes heavy and going, it's like, you think, this is the way it thinks. This is what we think. It's like, that's just too much work.
Exactly, yeah.
Because the enemy wants to bog you down and weary, not you, us as the believer, weary. And his job is to wear the saint down.
Mm-hmm.
To wear the saints down, we grow weary. It's like, and how do we do that? We live in a microwave society, fast paced.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've touched on that a while ago, that if it's not done now, then how come?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is the best way to put it. Cheese is a good way to put it. Cheese is molded. I know I hate the way it's made, but everybody eats it. But it's maturing. It's over years. It has to. The way that cheese is actually grown, and it's not just that. But if you look at grape juice, you cannot have the liquid form of a grape without first pressing that grape.
Yeah.
And if you don't press that grape, which is a purging, which is pressing before the breakthrough, you never get the juice.
Nope.
Even if we don't want to go through it, that's the process.
Yeah, there you go.
So.
That's so good. So good. Well, I appreciate you being on here.
Absolutely. I appreciate you having me again.
Hey, it was a good time.
Yeah.
And I am just so thankful for you, for Sister Lori, for just your whole family.
I appreciate that.
I love all y'all so much.
We love you all. You guys are a blessing.
Well, with that being said, thank y'all for joining us for the podcast today. And so excited to be back. Hopefully, you know, There will be more episodes in the future, Lord willing. I'll see y'all whenever I see y'all.
That's right.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of Come As You Are. I'm so grateful that you chose to spend the time to listen to the testimonies of my friends and family. The Lord is so faithful and a present help in time of need, and we have seen that through the eyes of other people's stories. Maybe you find yourself in that place right now, searching, wondering, and chasing after something to fill the void that you have inside. I want you to know that you are not alone by any means, and that we all have this void, and the only way that it can be filled is by Jesus Christ. Jesus was born of a virgin, lived a perfect life, was brutally beaten, then died a sinner's death on a cross, and then he was buried in a tomb. He did all of this for you, and he did it for me, to save us from the grip of sin in our lives so that we may have forgiveness and be set free. But the good news is, it doesn't end there. 3 days later, he rose from the grave, proving that death and hell is defeated in the powerful name of Jesus. And this Jesus wants a relationship with you. He loves you, and he wants to set you free from the stronghold of sin, brokenness, and burdens, and show you that there is so much more to life. John 3:16 tells us, "For God so loved the world that he sent his one and only Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life." This verse wraps up the gospel completely. It tells us that God loves the world so much that he sent his one and only Son, and that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And he did all of that in just hopes that you would come to him. And how you do that is simply by calling upon his name, admitting that you are a sinner and need a saving, and believing in your heart that Jesus rose from the dead 3 days later. And the Bible tells us that in Romans 10:9. If you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And then it goes on to tell us in 2 Corinthians 6:2, "For he says, at the acceptable time, I listened to you, and on the day of salvation, I helped you. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." This scripture makes it clear that today is the day of salvation. There is no need to wait whenever the Holy Spirit is tugging at you to come to the Father. If you have made the decision to follow Christ for the first time, recommit yourself to Christ, or have any questions, please email us at ccomeasyouaree.pod@gmail.com with your decisions or questions. Thanks again for listening to Come As You Are. We will see you next Monday at 10 a.m. Central Time. Love you guys.